And now, 5 Good Minutes.
With Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, author of many books, including Vintage Browns. That is an outstanding read. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Terry, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Wills.
We have been seeing a few excerpts of that at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Been hard to be out with this pandemic. You've been very kind to leave some signed copies at many different bookstores. I know you're going to be at the Learned Al in Hudson tonight?
Yeah, from 6:30 to 7:30, and that's basically the only signing I'm going to be having unless something comes up. So you also can get signed copies at TerryFluto.com. They'll sell them there. That David Gray, my publisher, he's got little L's, and they're packing these things and firing them out.
There you
quick.
Go. It's so a great read.
It's a nice. I think it's like number 5 on the bestseller list at Amazon for football books. Of course, they have bestseller lists for everything. You know, football books written by a guy who's bald with his last name begins with P.
Well-deserved, though. It's a great read.
Yes, indeed.
Browns, and the Learned Al is a wonderful, wonderful bookstore in Hudson. So, again, Terry there tonight from 6:30 to 7:30. Hey, guys, Terry, wonderful tribute. Terry, if you don't know, it was called Prison Ministry years ago, that story, but you wrote a wonderful tribute to former Cleveland Brown, Bill Glass, who was a mentor of yours, right?
Yeah, he was, and it was a guy I met with another book a long time ago. I wrote called the Brownstown 64 about the championship team, and Bill passed away over the weekend. He'd been really ill for the last couple of years, and he's a guy, it's a very long story, which wrote, what led to me doing a lot of prison ministry, and then later in the last couple of years now, primarily at the Haven Arrest, the city mission thing. So a man who played in the NFL for 11 years, still has a Brown sack record, and then spent the next almost 50 years doing that type of ministry. So, and, you know, but it's one of those things you think you're going to do one thing and end up with something else. He thought he was going to be Billy Graham and do the big citywides, and he ended up being Billy Graham in the prison system. So,
wow.
The Bronx could actually still use him, even though they have Myles Garrett. It wouldn't be bad to have Bill on the other side.
No, you know, right? You're right. You go back there with the sacks. That's, but they didn't even really count them sacks back then, right?
Get it straight. There's like a bunch of different totals for it. So.
Terry, they're all right. They come out of the bye. Yep. They got the Ravens, who are just decimated with injuries, yet they just keep finding a way. Your thoughts on the Browns getting into this week and getting a W?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is in the 3 division games they've played, the defense has allowed, I think, 16, 16, and like 10 points. In other words, the defense has played very well in the AFC North, well enough to win. So if you really want to get into what's going on, you know, it's what you think. The offense, you know, Baker Mayfield, all these type of things. I wrote a column over the weekend. I looked at the tape that Kurt Warner posted on Baker, which, you know, is a decent defense of Baker, but it was also kind of inconclusive in some ways. Last 5 games, we'll see.
You know, Terry.
Well, I don't know. I just watched last night. After I watched the Cavs play a really good game against Milwaukee, I saw the end of the New England game. What did they do? Throw 4 passes?
3.
Three. You don't need any stinking passes.
That's right. And hey, they know, it's not like they have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. They've got some good backs. I hope Stefanski takes a look at that. You know.
Well, your team, the Browns, should be built for this time of year and this type of weather. And maybe you don't have to throw 3, but you also have to throw, you don't have to throw 33 either.
Right. Best Browns coverage, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside. Fred Greetham, Orange and Brown Report checks in. Brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get a super low home equity loan at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank or call 800-242-BANK. Equal housing lender. Fred, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, fellas.
All right, you had a good tweet the other day about pretty much being in front of them with the Ravens here and what happened over this past weekend. But Mike Snyder just played a pretty good cut from you asking the coach about these running backs, right, Mike?
Yeah, you stood it up, Fred. What was the reaction in terms? How did you interpret the reaction?
Well, you know, it didn't get a lot of an explanation as I expected, but you know, I've kind of been on this for a while on the pregame or whatever. And especially now with Beckham gone, you look at this. I went through and wrote a story about this. Hunt and Chubb are averaging 5.8 yards between them every time they touch the ball, whether it's running or pass receiving. And to me, it seems like I'm kind of a simple guy, but if you add that up, you're going to score a touchdown pretty soon. And I just don't understand why you can't figure out how to get them both on the field.
How would you like to see them lined up? Somebody brought up a point to me that, well, if you do that, you're kind of tipping your hand because one would be in the slot and they're not really customary receivers. How do you like to see it look, Fred?
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, I remember Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. I mean, one can block for the other one. I don't think the drop off is that big between the fullback and the guy blocking. And I'm just talking about a package. You know, you don't do that the whole game. But even if you sent them both out, you know, for screen passes or as receivers, I think that, you know, getting a mismatch out on a linebacker, it just gives the defense their guy to worry about. 124 standing on the sideline, they don't have to worry about him. And 127's on the sideline, they don't have to worry about him. So it just seems to me like there can be a package where you can get them the ball in space. In the passing game is what I was really referring to, because their passing game has been so bad. And if the receivers can't get open, how about, you know, Chubb or Hunt getting them open out of the backfield?
Yeah, and that to me was one of the shocking things from the last Ravens game. They had Hunt back, and granted, I think he's still kind of ramping up to where he wants to be in terms of just getting really up to game speed again, but they never threw him that little swing pass, because you're right, Fred, that pass, especially to Hunt, it seems like that's where he gets some open space. They need something to jumpstart the offense, and why they didn't throw him at least one is beyond me.
Well, the only target he had was that one where Mayfield double pumped and lost the ball, fumbled it. They were going to throw a screen to him, and it probably been a touchdown if you saw the replay from overhead. There was nobody in front of him, but obviously, you know, that malfunctioned, but they didn't try it again. And, you know, to your point, I just think that's where he really makes it out in space. And just my thinking is if you have Chubb also out there, even if they split and both go opposite directions, somebody has to go with them. And the Ravens are banged up in the secondary. And if you can put pressure on their defense, I just think that would be a win-win all the way around.
Yeah, speaking of banged up, Harbaugh did announce yesterday Marlon Humphrey out because of injury as well. So you're right, they are banged up all over
the place. They have lost 17 players have been placed on injured reserve over the year.
Best Browns coverage, Fred Greatham. Follow him on Twitter, at FredGreatham99. We'll be talking to Rick Stanzi this time tomorrow morning. Read more Fred in the Browns, the Orange and Brown Report. Fred, thanks much.
Thanks, guys.